It's another Stain Gang podcast, and time to talk about Midwestern State Volleyball with Stephanie Radecki. I'm Pete Stein. Glad you're joining us for the podcast. Be sure to tell your friends, and be sure to tell them that Midwestern State is home this week, and they'll be, in fact, starting a four-game homestand. So we'll have
That's
a chance
exciting.
To see. Yeah, UT Permian Basin will be here Friday, then Angelo State, and then a couple more games next week. So finally, you get a chance to stay in Wichita Falls for a little bit.
Yeah, it's a crazy feeling.
let's talk about your trip to Central Texas. It seemed like, and maybe I'm overstating this, but it seemed like that second set against St. Edward's was pivotal in that match. They pull out a close result in that second set, and it kind of seemed like that was the determining factor in the match.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we definitely didn't start the match well, and so that was really frustrating. But we did bounce back and start to play some really good volleyball. I think St. Ed's was definitely playing a lot better volleyball than they did the last time we saw them. They were in system more. They have an extremely fast offense when they're in system, and our young freshmen really struggled with that. And we were able to start to find a rhythm in the second set, but it was definitely not our night.
And then you go to San Antonio to play St. Mary's, and you're in two tough, tight sets that could have gone either way, and the Rattlers end up winning both of those. But then you come back and you take the third.
Yeah.
I got to think you were pretty pleased. I know the result, certainly not what you want, but I got to think you were more pleased with the way you played on Saturday.
Yeah, I was really proud of the team on Saturday. I thought they played really well. I think when you look at a box score from Saturday, you know, obviously they had more kills than us, but I think 10 for four sets. We had more blocks than them. The digs were similar. I think we served really well. We didn't have a ton of service errors, but we put them out of system a lot. When you look at the box score, it was really comparable, you know, and as a team, we talked about, you know, just some unforced errors of miscommunication, and still getting to know each other and getting to know the speed of the game makes a big difference. And so we're competing with a team that I think is very good, and we're doing some really nice things. So we just need to really focus on that progress right now.
What jumped out at me in that box score was the 89 digs.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pleased. I think we have the ability to be a very strong defensive team, and our blocking continues to improve. I think our blocking was really high error at the beginning of the season, where we were just going up not disciplined, and we're starting to make changes in that. And it's also trying to stress that if we take away an area, it's not really about how many blocks we get per se. So I think the mentality is changing. I think there were a lot of times at the LSC preview that defensively we just really felt like we weren't being extremely aggressive and smooth, and I think that we made some big changes with that this past weekend, so that was really nice to see.
And it seemed like Corin Johnson had a coming out party Saturday.
She did. She's gone in a few times and done some really nice things for us, and you know, Robin was out, and then we had another injury, and she stepped up and she did a great job, and she definitely put up some big numbers for us. They're big numbers right now, and was a primary passer in six rotations and did some good things defensively. So it was really nice to see.
And Lauren played well for you in both matches.
Lauren did play well in both matches. So that's really nice to have.
And then it looks like you've kind of decided Elaine is a setter. Is that fair?
It's a day-to-day thing. Elaine is a great setter. She's a very strong volleyball player. She's got a very high volleyball IQ. You know, we need her to be more aggressive, and we tell her that every day, because her ability to be dynamic is such a huge asset that if she could do that more often and more consistent. But, you know, you can't forget she's a freshman, and it is a big role to take on, and to expect all those things from her, because, you know, coming in as a freshman, you've probably never been expected to jump set every day, every ball, every day, jump set. I want you to be an offensive threat. I want you to be a big blocker. I need you to run through plays on defense. I need you to run and initiate almost every play call we have. So it's a big role for her, and she's obviously capable. So it just kind of depends. I think our setting role right now actually gets determined more by what our hitters are doing. If we feel like we need to be in a 6-2 or a 5-1, or what hitters are producing for us. So that's
you're making that decision during a match, or
Generally, we go through lineups the week before as to things that we think we're going to do. You know, I was really excited about going into this past weekend in a 6-2. I felt like we could do some really good things with our right sides. And then we started versus St. Ed's and we played flat. And I felt like we needed to change something. So we went into the 5-1 after one set, which is frustrating as a coach because you get really excited about what you worked on in practice and what you want to do. And you get really excited for the kids that are going to get opportunities that don't always get opportunities. And then it just falls apart real fast and you're not sure what happened. That's what happened Friday. So it just kind of depends. We do have a lot of depth, but we have to find more difference makers. And, you know, we talked about that after this weekend, more players need to step up and want the ball during key situations and ask for it and just make big plays.
Is that the difference between winning a set 25-23 and losing a set 25-23?
Yeah, I mean, in the first set versus St. Mary's, I feel like we had opportunities to win the set, and it ended up being, and I don't mean this as a negative thing because Corinne had a great match, but it ended up, we were going to Corinne and she'd been on the bench half the season. So that's a really hard position for someone to be in. Right. And, you know, you always talk about how you want to make sure you put your players in positions that they can't, you don't, that they're prepared for. And I think she's prepared for it, but she didn't have the experience. So maybe next time.
There's no way to duplicate match day in practice.
So the hope is that next time she's prepared for that and she's ready to handle that. And, you know, that's what situation as a team we're in right now more often than not, because they're always, you know, it's a Bella or a Jaden. You know, they're the ones that have been producing since the beginning of the season. And right now they're kind of in a lull because they're seeing such high level of competition, but they're in those positions where they need to score in tight moments. And they're all freshmen. Elena, freshman. You know, Tegan's a sophomore, and she's our starting libero. And Jenna's a freshman, and she's our defensive player off the bench. And so it's just, you know, it's difficult.
It's funny that you mentioned Tegan, because I was going to ask you about Tegan, because it seems like I probably overlook her. I probably haven't brought her up enough in these podcasts, because she's just a real steady player mm-hmm. for you. And it's
she is.
And it's funny that you mentioned that she's a sophomore, because on this team, she seems like a seasoned veteran.
She does. You know, she was so consistent last year, and we just depended on her a lot. And I'll be honest with you, I think she started the year a little unsure of herself after going through a season as a freshman where she had to be really gutsy and determined to try to beat out some upperclassmen in that role, and she was able to achieve that. And then the beginning of this season, I think she kind of got that unsure, I'm not 100% confident mentality early, and that has switched over the last couple of weeks. I think she's playing her best volleyball.
Did it surprise you that she had that?
It did a little bit, just because she seems like she has that personality where she's kind of I call her Stone Cold Steve Austin sometimes because she's just very straight faced. She doesn't show a lot when she's has different emotions. She kind of always looks the same, which is a great thing for a competitor. But I didn't expect it to show a little bit in her, the way she played this fall. And I think it did a little bit early. I'm not saying like she played bad. She's right. Like you said, she always is consistent and very steady. But I definitely think this past weekend, especially Saturday, she stepped up her level of play a lot.
Is it important for a player in her position to be a leader on the team? Or
yeah, Tegan is a captain. I think she's a leader. She's more of a silent leader. I probably need her to speak up a little bit more, but that's on her terms. It has to be when she's ready to do that. I think she leads by example a lot. I think the team looks up to her and her work ethic and her mentality. And as a sophomore, that's a huge compliment.
Yeah.
And I think our staff looks up to her as well as just how she shows up every day.
Well, that's probably even a bigger compliment.
Yeah, like shows up every day ready to compete. Nothing really fazes her. She doesn't get too overwhelmed by anything. So she's obviously really fun to coach.
So the Permian Basin team that's coming in here Friday, they're 9-3, but they've lost their last two matches, both of them in straight sets. They lost to TWU in their crossover event in Lubbock, and then played the conference opener last week, played a really good Angelo State side, and lost that in straight sets. They've only been a true road team two times this year. And since you've been here, Midwestern State's a pretty good home team. So,
yeah,
I think there's an expectation for this four-game homestand that Midwestern State will play well.
I think so. I think most teams are more comfortable in their home court, in their own beds, and you're able to get in a little bit more consistent pattern from what you do during the week. We're obviously excited to play at home this weekend. You know, excited to play some great teams and feel a little bit more comfortable in our own gym, and hopefully we'll see some good results.
The Falcons come in here, they've already played 4 5-set matches and they've won all of those. What does that tell you about a team?
Well, I think
does it tell you anything?
I think it does. I mean, I think it shows you that they have a desire to win, that they are able to pull out tight sets or tight matches. So, you know, I can't remember exactly, but I feel like their strength of schedule is a little bit not quite where ours has been. When you look at their results, they're playing teams that maybe aren't as strong as we are. And I only bring that up because I think our team should feel more prepared. But, you know, what do I know?
Permian Basin comes in with Gloria Guerin leading the Falcons. She's an outside hitter, about 5'10", hitting .254, almost 2.5 kills per set. She's also been in on 24 blocks. And then they've got April Egwu, who's got 7 solo blocks, and she's among the conference leaders. It looks like they're pretty tough at the net.
They are. I think they also run a very balanced offense from what I remember looking at their stats. So they have some players that stand out, but the attempts across the board seems to be pretty similar. So that's always nice to have as a team.
Do you remember the last match against Permian Basin?
I do. Yeah, I think that match was a little frustrating for us last year. I thought we felt like we should have seen some success that night. Unfortunately, during warm-ups, Autumn was hit and wasn't able to play, and we kind of fell in that really frustrated moment, and she was able to play, but then we were in the match and it was just a weird night. So I hope that our returners feel like they want to get this one back this year.
Yeah, it'd be nice to beat these guys, because, and you haven't been here for a lot of this, but they've won the last 5 meetings. They haven't dropped a set. They're 3-3 here at Ligon. And it's always fun to beat Permian Basin. So
I mean, I think it's fun to beat anyone.
Well, that's for sure. And then a really big challenge coming here on Saturday against Angelo State. And that was a memorable match last year,
yeah,
as well, for a much different reason, because
yeah,
you almost beat those guys last year. You were,
we did.
If there had not been a video review,
yeah,
you would have won.
Yeah. It was frustrating, but not in the result way. I feel like the team played, that was the best, one of the best matches we played last season. It was a lot of fun. Angelo State has a great home court atmosphere. And, yeah, it came down to 5th set by 2. We scored match point, but then we didn't because there was a clear touch on the block and it was the right thing. So
yeah, they got the call right.
Yeah, it was meant to be.
But
so
it looked like you had a 17-15 win there for about 30 seconds.
Yeah, for maybe 10 seconds until Kelly looked at me and said, yeah, I touched it. It was clear. Okay. Good to know. But yeah, it was, I think we played really well versus them last year. And so I think their team overall is playing even better this year than they did last year, but hopefully we'll be prepared to compete.
What makes them so tough?
Well, they have a great tradition. You know, they've been a very successful program. Chuck does an amazing job as a coach. He's very good at what he does. And he gets very dynamic, very athletic players that want to win.
And you just said the word that comes to mind when I think of them is athletic.
Yeah.
And I think they may be, and I'm sure West Texas would probably argue this, but I think Angelo may be the most athletic team in the conference.
I mean, they're definitely up there. We've got a lot of them, but they're definitely up there. They're very impressive. I mean, across the board, when you look at a team and you're like, well, I would recruit all of those players. It's probably the biggest compliment I can give a coach.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And speaking of West Texas, they lost this past weekend to Dallas Baptist. Now, that was at Dallas Baptist. Was it a big surprise that West Texas lost? It was a 5-setter.
Dallas Baptist has such a good program, and West Texas obviously has an amazing program. And I have not pulled up and watched them, either of them, yet. I don't think it's a huge surprise. Obviously, I think if anyone could beat West Texas right now, Dallas Baptist is one of the teams I would think of. So, yeah, I think it's early and it's fun to watch. Might have to watch that match soon.
Anything, I know you're only really interested in what Midwestern State's doing, but is there anything in the conference that's kind of surprised you, or do you think everything's going as expected so far?
So far, I think it's as expected. I think it's, you know, it's such a strong conference, and it's so much, there's so much fun volleyball that you just expect there to be battles every time two teams, it doesn't matter who it is, it's going to be a battle. Three sets, four sets, five sets, you know, you just don't really see anyone just getting blown out. It's always a battle, so well, that's fun to watch.
That describes your match with St. Mary's.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a battle for mm-hmm. four sets, and yeah, they win it 3-1, but it could have gone either way.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of matches like that in the Lone Star Conference.
There are, yeah.
And you know what? If you're here on Friday, you're going to see another one as Midwestern State takes on Permian Basin. That's a 6 o'clock start on Friday against the Falcons. And then the Rambels are here on Saturday for a 2 o'clock start.
Yes, sir.
And then that's only the first half of the homestand. There's two more home games coming up next week. But we'll talk about that in our next podcast after a couple of Midwestern State victories.
I hope so.
That's Stephanie Radecki, the head coach of Midwestern State Volleyball. I'm Pete Stein. Tell your friends about Midwestern State Volleyball and the podcast. So long.